Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
So, this year, King Charles and Camilla are celebrating 20 years of being married. If you know the history, Camilla used to be his mistress back when he was married to Prince Diana. Princess Diana, rather. He was still Prince Charles. And also, when the show started, the second song I played was Gangsta Lovin', which is Eve and the one and only Alicia Keys. Alicia Keys also married to Swizz Beatz, happily so. And she also was a mistress.
Oh, gosh.
It used to be in society that mistresses were not respected. And it didn't matter whether you went on to legitimize, for example, an affair, if you had a child, if you married the person later on, a mistress was a mistress. These days, I get the sense that society is a lot more lax because people are living willy-nilly. People are exposing affairs on social media.
Hey.
DJs can tell you all about it.
Hey.
They wake up, pa! And the person that usually gets the shame, sometimes it will be the woman. But more often than not, it'll be the person who's married, which I believe is right because you are the one who's got a covenant oath with the Lord and your wife or the Lord and your husband. The person knows the third party, as wrong as they may be morally, but they didn't commit to anything.
I hear you, but more often than not, I've always been of the belief that you do not know what happens within the four walls of people's homes.
Mm-hmm.
For all you know, they've had discussions and maybe there's been an agreement. Ukuthi, you can go out there and do as you please as long as uyangihlonipha. It's just that as opposed to back in the day where it was almost understood ukuthi the side chick uqinisa umuzi. Side chicks of today don't know how to behave. You know, we feel like when I'm with Saul and then something happens to Saul, everybody must know that I was with Saul. Do you get what I mean? Like,
yeah.
People feel like they need to be known. Whereas back in the day, I guess the side chick knew their place. And that was that.
I think it's because with what Caesar was saying, that these days a lot of people are willing to bring their side relationships into the public.
Yeah.
It's normalized. So that gives, it emboldens a lot of side girls or mistresses to believe that I can take number one. I can be. That's why you'll find then Gabza's picture floating around him peacefully asleep thinking he's with somebody he can trust. it's trended. Oh, it's yours. Bundo.
Mm-hmm.
Would you get with a married person?
No. Unless he's going through a divorce.
Okay.
But so, even that is never sure because they lie. These
no,
people.
But if papers are filed, I suppose they're separated. So if they filed papers and that's what they're going through.
So how do you know the papers are filed? You got to ask him to produce.
You get what I mean?
Yes. I mean, no, because I mean, I'm familiar with court documents, so I can see who's the applicant and I can read. So I would know that papers have been filed. What are their prayers there? What are the reasons for them parting? All of those things. So we can read court documents so you'd know that he's filed or she filed, whatever the case may be, unless it's a polygamous union where that also in African culture is permissible, but it must be done procedurally. I mean, Simaswati,
what is procedurally? Do you have to meet the wife first or you go through your courtship and then at some point you meet the wife?
The wife is, well, procedurally, the wife is the one that should choose the second wife.
Oh, she chooses.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. From what I understand, Eswati, ngiyacelwa. So you would start the process with your family as a man. Uyocela. And then they would start the communication with the wife. Could see maybe you need somebody to help you in the home, whether it's because your man has a desire to have more children, doesn't want to burden you with that role of bearing more kids, just to kulisa muti. So there's that, but it will be procedural in that.
Hence I say, guys, sometimes we do not know the conversations that have been had. Emizini yabantu.
So let us know your own personal view. If somebody started off as a side piece, then they ended up being married to this person, do you see them as a legitimate relationship spouse? Are you happy for them? Because people still refer to Alicia Keys as the side, even though she's the wife.
I think if you have now become...
That stigma sticks around.
No, if you've now become the wife, you are the wife. Because first and foremost, for there to have been an opportunity for you to infiltrate the union that was already there, surely there were problems there. And you stuck around.
Yeah,
and then this person, that relationship did not work out and you ended up being the wife. Or maybe in certain instances... You got away. I ended up married to someone else, but my eye was always on you. And now an opportunity to be with you arises. Guess what?
Yeah, my daughter.
And if the love is legit, the love is legit. You can't put an illegitimacy to love.
Yeah.
Regardless of how the relationship came about.
Yeah, and Warren Buffett actually married his mistress, Astrid Manx. Yeah. But this was a process between him and his wife.
I was about to say, his wife was the one that suggested.
Yes. And it seemed as though what actually happened was he was no longer with his wife, had great love for her, but they would sign Christmas cards, the three of them. So it would be Warren, his wife, and then his mistress. But the three of them, but there was just great love. But I think the one he was now with was Astrid. That's why when the wife parted, then, or when she passed away, he then married Astrid. But this was the lifelong mistress. It was a very weird situation, but clearly it was communicated.
Yeah, so now let us know what your thoughts are, right? The biggest monarchy in the world, the Queen Consort, started off as a mistress. What do you say?
Morning, sis, the world. I am side chick. I've been side chick for 22 years.
Yes!
So my love, I social media, I push. I beg is equal, kumunta negging to Zach. You're not a command, but say who you're not. We are good to respect Hannah song. Sevens and change and Ganjalo. Lava Manjaga or Bam, who entitled Nelson's car to his side cheek, Uzovens and Negaba Manja. Econ. Dali corner, sit only corner nut.
Him at it. I didn't understand at first. I thought she said psychic. Can she say she's a side chick?
Yeah, since 2003.
22 years.
At this stage, the wife knows about you. No ways.
Bruh!
Yo, these guys that say they're divorcing, they are... I don't believe, eh? I don't believe. You must be a divorced person, not divorcing. Because I was in a situation where someone told me, no, they're busy getting divorced, wada wada. And then... It just never happened. And I dated this person thinking this person is in the process of a divorce. And months, years went by and I decided I'm out of here. There's no way. Because clearly this divorce is a scam.
We nganegwane.
Sizwe, lies have short legs. The truth needs no explanation. So if you do things right in a proper way, the way they're supposed to be done, you just don't need to explain yourself. It's not like polygamy or something. It's a crime. But people just do things of their own, all in the name of interest, fananabo polygamy and bringing shame to certain cultures. That's it.
Mubulawa in Kailami.
Guys, if you're a side chick and you get upgraded to being the wife, why do you cry when he goes gets another side chick because you have left a vacancy open? I understand. I can never understand that about side chicks that get upgraded. They say, you left a vacancy open. He needs to get another one. Hi, guys. Hi, Ninjan. It's a ripple effect, this thing. If you are a side chick and you get married, he's going to get somebody else to be his side chick. That's how it works.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bundo, I'm going to ask you a question. I want your honest opinion.
Okay, Sizwe.
Do you judge somebody who's a mistress or a side chick? Keep it 100 with me.
I judge no one.
Let's just go to news. Are you correct? I don't want to give you an opportunity to lie to us any further. Please.
Yeah. But anyway, before we go on our topic of discussion, I think especially in this day and age, with the women being the way that they are, we need to understand not everybody aspires towards marriage. So some people are more than content to be a side chick because at the end of the day, it works for me. I get to see you as and when. The rest of the time, I'm too busy chasing my career.
Something else, just to add. Even back in the day, I think there were wives that knew,
yeah,
but they just understood Utsigia Bambison. It was just more respectable.
Yeah.
Nobody was going on social media and blasting this thing out.
And to add on to Mpo's point, side chicks often get the truth from the man. Like, yo, I'm with my wife now. As opposed to the wives, they get lied to a lot.
They get the PR version.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Side chicks have more peace.
Yeah.
You know this thing of side chicks. I'm married. My husband has a side chick that I know about. But it's an agreement that we had because our assets are tied up together. We have kids and plus the relationship is not working out. So officially separating is not in our best interest. So he's side chicking and yeah. I don't have issues, so I'm just mentioning on that thing when Mpo said you don't know what's happening behind closed doors. So in some marriages, there's an understanding. In some marriages, there isn't. So side chick relationships shouldn't just be invalidated because morally or society thinks it's wrong.
Beautiful. That's a good way to close it off.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.